I'd now like to introduce Richard Wiles, who's from the Flexible Learning Network in New Zealand, which has a similar name. Richard is well known as the project leader for Mahara, and tells me he does lots of stuff with Moodle as well and other things. So he'll be coming to talk with us now about regional e-portfolios. So will you please make Richard welcome?
Hello, everybody.
You've got some online applause as well.
Great. And hello to the online audience. I thought straight after lunch, everybody could do with a cartoon, really, so we'll start with that.
Welcome to Polygon Studio by second year students Alex and Valerie while they study at Solon University. This is Alex. He has seen details of a scheme where he can get a paid industrial placement this summer and is determined to get one. He knows enough to write personalised application letters and so he has bookmarks and web pages on firms he is interested in. However, everything feels chaotic and what he wants is some way to organise it all. He is trying to gather together copies of some assignments he's done and notes on a presentation that might be useful for evidencing his skills. He's got all sorts of stuff, including reports and project work, his CV and his reflective journal. The good news for Alex is that Stoneleigh University has just adopted a new e-portfolio system where all of his work, CVs and reflections can be kept in one place. He can work on his letters and look at different ways to lay out his applications. This is Bella, Alex's housemate. She feels that Alex's e-portfolio looks great and wonders if she can change the look and use it to help her to relate some of her ideas to get feedback from her project tutor. Bella's course involves creating lots of visual media, such as video, photographs, sketches and other artwork. Bella realises that these items can be stored in her e-portfolio just as easily as Alex's written work, and she can change the way it looks to make it her own. Items from her other online services can also be imported, such as blogs, Twitter feeds, forum postings, photos and videos. The e-portfolio gives Bella the freedom to display her work as she chooses. She can create different portfolio views for different purposes and allow access to these views to whomever she wants, her uni mates, her tutors or others. She creates a view for her project tutor and sends him a private body to that page. The tutor can review the work in progress that Bella has sent him and leave her feedback and comments at the bottom of the page, giving her new ideas about how to improve her work. Alex has finished his applications and can now send bespoke e-portfolio views to his preferred work placements. Now that Alex and Bella have their e-portfolios up and running, they can keep adding to them throughout their time at Solent University, knowing that their e-portfolio can be taken with them when they graduate.
Now, you probably guessed it, Solent University uses Mahara. And we're going to give us a branded version of that little clip because it sums up some of the fundamental principles of Mahara very well. So what I'm going to talk to you briefly about today is really some of the background to the Mahara project, how it came about and why, some of the principles there, but very much within the context of regional and sector-specific portfolios. Two in particular, and they're national services that Flexible Learning that we manage. That's myportfolio.school.nz, which provides access to a portfolio service for every school kid, primary through to secondary in New Zealand, and myportfolio.ac.nz, which is a software as a service in the tertiary sector. Now, the idea of that Rubik's Cube in the middle is becoming sort of part of our brand extension, really, for Mahara, because it conveys some of that principle of being able to show different slices of your portfolio to different stakeholders. So I'm going to be talking about Mahara and my portfolio because really they're intertwined in their history, and so I need to up front point out the difference, you know, when I'm talking about one versus the other. Mahara is an open source community project, and it is free software, and you can go, you can, after this session or even during the session, you can download the Mahara software free of charge. My portfolio is a nationwide software as a service system that uses Mahara. Excuse me while I get the hang of this. This slide is a really old slide. It dates back probably to about 2004-5. When we're very first thinking about a portfolio system, and actually at that point I was playing with a system called ALG, and we put a bit of effort into ALG, but I was very active with Moodle, and Moodle was extensively used across New Zealand, and at that point had this idea that an e-portfolio system should be outside of the institutional construct, so that you don't have an e-portfolio for every school or institution in the land. Instead, you have a learner-centred environment across the country. So, that's a really old slide, that one. This is simply a screen grab of the schools, the homepage for the schools. You can see you can do little video clips to help people get started, and away they go. So how did it get started? The Mahara project officially started in 2006 and ran through to June 2007. It came about from a contestable fund, strategic funding, from the Tertiary Education Commission called the Learning Collaborative Development Fund, and there were four consortium partners led by Massey University. They were AUT, Auckland University of Technology, that is, Massey University, Victoria University, which is in Wellington, and the Open Polytechnic. And so there was a steering group of 13 of us, and they were all academics apart from myself. And I was brought in to represent the Open Polytechnic on contract, and really to translate what the academics in that room wanted to see in an e-portfolio system. And that was through my background with Moodle. So the origins of Mahara is very much born out of the needs of in an academic environment. When we ran out of project funding in June 2007, and Mahara was raw, it wasn't even a version 1 release. There's always a danger in an open source project that it's going to wither and die or keep going. I particularly, you know, believed that it had a future, and so along with Catalyst IT, which is an associate company of Flexible Learning, then we have been the guardians, I guess, of the project since then. But it's still a very multifaceted project, which you'll see in a minute. We have a partnership network, which I'll also talk about in a minute. And there's three Mahara partners here today. I'm sure some of you have spoken to them. And around, now my portfolio started at my portfolio trial started at the early stage, and I do feel for those students in the very first trials, because they were truly guinea pigs on a unfinished product. And in a sense, an open source product is never finished. It just keeps evolving, and there's still rough edges around Mahara. It does some things very well. It does some things which I recognise and accept we could do a whole lot better. But the whole point is that through the Mahara community, those things get addressed, and that accelerates as you gain momentum in an open source project. And by the way, ask questions along the way. You don't need to leave it to the end. Please, if this triggers a question for you, just yell out or put your hand up. So our goals back then, and I guess some of them were goals and some of them were just setting some basic principles of what we were going to do. Flexibility was a real key thing, and that came from, we did a literature review on e-portfolios at the time, and all the different types of e-portfolios that were out there. And then, you know, and then there were pretty strong debates as to what type of portfolio system we were going to build. And really what we're trying to do is build a platform that can be configured in such a way that can support any of those requirements. Mahara certainly has strength around the display. It's not a file structure, just put stuff here. Learner-centeredness was a fundamental principle, and that the user drives the Mahara platform. And that goes to the extent that the user determines who can see what, who the people are that they social network with, etc. So the fundamental principle of that, and that is why we didn't build it within Moodle, even though I was leading a lot of work and still do in Moodle. It was fundamental that it was a separate application. That social networking, we could already see, that social networking to create learner communities, and learning is a social thing in any event. So social networking comes out of the box with Mahara. It's got other functions in there from the word go. The last bullet point there is critical, and that it's a modular, pluggable design and very much designed in some respects on the base architecture that Moodle has. And in fact, with Martin Dougiamis's blessing, there's whole libraries of code out of Moodle that are used at the base architecture of Mahara. It's a highly pluggable design, and that's just good thinking for the way these types of applications need to evolve to keep pace with technology. And it's open source. So the open source community model is fundamental, that we embrace that and have it as open as possible. And that that means the way we code it, the way we have documentation, we don't always get it right, it's limited resources, but it's really heartening to see now in the last 12, 18 months that the Mahara community really starting to lift off, and input from all around the world, different language packs coming in, code coming in, commissioned work coming in, and to see it take off in different parts. Particularly strong in the UK and parts of Europe. It's really nice to see how it's bubbling along here too in Australia as well. So we're tracking at around 2,500 at the moment, 2,500 downloads a month, and with version 1.2 having Leap 2A in it, then you can see that lift off a bit more. So how do you get involved? How can you support that? Well, it's everything from just posting something in a forum saying, I don't like how this works, or I struggled with this. That's all valuable stuff. End user, brick bats and bouquets, that's all valuable. Feature requests, that something didn't work how it should have, so bug reports. Improving a bit of documentation. Now becoming a Mahara partner, the support, it's our support network so that Mahara can be well supported globally. Language translations, we've got a guy, Mitsui, in Japan. Every time there's a wee patch, it's big or small, the very next day the Japanese language packs are up to speed. It's fantastic. And another guy in Germany who's similar. But the last one there, if all the technical stuff entirely bores you, but you've used Mahara, then sharing those case studies and the community around how to use portfolios and in different contexts, that's really good too, because it's entirely synergistic, that virtual circle rolls on. And the Moodle community is like that too. There's 100,000 registered people on the Moodle.org, and the vast majority of them are not technical in the slightest. It's very much a community around the use of it. So there's some acknowledgements in order, and then I'm just going to move on to the regional initiative. Initially, it was the seed funding of the Tertiary Education Commission, and I've mentioned the partners there. Then, a stroke of good timing, through work on Moodle, really, I've received $100,000 US from the Andrew Mellon Foundation in the US. Instead of putting that into Moodle, put it into Mahara, which was okay by them. And around that time, we could get the maturity of the platform to a certain degree where I convinced the New Zealand Ministry of Education to run a pilot for schools. And that pilot is still sort of a pilot, but we've been doing that pilot for a couple of years now, and there's a couple of hundred schools registered. So we still use it's quite handy to call these things pilots and carry on that way. JISC funded the interoperability work, and that's because Mahara's used quite a lot over there, as that Solent University clip demonstrates. So worked closely with them. That was really good fun. Georgia State Teacher Leadership Program, University of Glasgow. There's more at the moment, particularly University of Luxembourg and a school district in New Hampshire. They're very active at the moment. And there's a whole lot of enhancements coming in from both those. University of Luxembourg's great just for the moment. I mentioned Mahara Partners. Sorry, Ian, I haven't got your logo up here yet, but Folio Spaces, they've just joined us in the last two or three days. You'll recognise a couple of Australian companies there, NetSpot, Recognise IT, and IT at Work, which are joined at the hip. But as you can see, you know, we've got some folk. We've even got one in Bolivia, which is great. So that's quite important just to help. Open source is free if you've got the capability in-house. Of course, you just download it from the internet and away you go. But often, you know, how do I configure this? How do I get started? Then a Mahara partner will be able to help you there. And, of course, you can get free support on the community. So now, I just needed to sort of convey all that because that's the context of how we were able to put together a regional portfolio strategy. And it was designed as such, right from the word go, to support regional portfolios. And some of the principles of doing that was to make it as easy as possible that learners could interact across their organisational boundaries, whether that's school or university. You know, the learner is at the heart of this. It's a personal learning environment. So we designed it so that we've got what I call tiered administration or devolved administration, another way. Designed so a group of organisations can use one single instance of Mahara. It's designed to scale out to a national level or could be a industry sector or what have you. It's designed to be scalable. And we are also cognizant of the fact that that's going to make some organisations pretty uncomfortable. They want to have control, I guess, over their learners and all the facets of their learning. So there's a bit of a hybrid model there in the sense that all the brand values and the authentication of the students and all of that is supported within the single Mahara instance. So it's desirable, particularly from a support perspective, if an organisation can control its own users and can provide that first level support. Last thing we want is to run a hotline and first thing, you know, a call centre and be saying, so what school are you at? And, you know, that, it's much better to have that, the pastoral care, if you like, at each institution. So each organisation or school has their own administrators and their own authentication mechanisms. And just just to be technical slightly, that can be a multiple authentication frameworks are supported. So it might be from a student management system, or it might be just uploading a CSV file of a whole lot of students. You might have a self-enrollment mechanism. Now, all of those can be simultaneously supported for different organisations. And so administrators, they can reset passwords, or if somebody's putting objectionable material up, they can suspend that user. They can do various functions like that. So this is just an example of some of the different themes on, two of these are on the myportfolio.ac.nz. The top two, that's Massey University and Nelson Marlborough Institute of Technology. It's not North Melbourne, it's Nelson Marlborough. And Albany Senior High School, so that's from the school instance. So you can see learners from their institutions enrol or come into My Portfolio, they're getting all the brand values that they used to, and that's been an important thing to do. So as I say, myportfolio.school provides a nationwide service. Still early days, and I think largely what we see is a large number of registrations, a large number of initial interest, and there'll be either a school principal or a teacher register and say that they, you know, the first tier, you know, they'll say 200 or 500. It doesn't really matter, actually, because it's free for the schools. But then they don't go that next step. So I think there's a professional development challenge around the whole use of portfolios in general. But then we've got some schools which they've got every student and they're really, really active. So still early days, but quite a steep growth curve at the moment. There's approximately 5,000 students. So that's more. I think we have something like 280,000 secondary school students or school students. 280,000 rings a bell. So very early days. It's funded by the Ministry of Education. That's pretty peppercorn type support, but really important support nonetheless. It's a very much on a cost recovery type basis. That last point there, that's really important because every single teacher training college in New Zealand is using Mahara. So as those teachers flow through to the schools, then I think we'll see a real accelerated progression there. It's not a free service for the, or fully funded service at the tertiary level, but you can see from the pricing tiers that we try and keep that as low as possible, and the getting those custom themes, you know, that cost a few hundred bucks typically to do that. So that's our growth at the moment. You can see how we're tracking there, slow and steady, but I think we'll see another inflection point soon. These two, myportfolio.health.nz, launching that in around 4 or 5 weeks. And that is a e-portfolio service for every health professional in New Zealand, but in the early stages of that, the particular focus will be for midwives, nurses, and the Royal New Zealand College of GPs, all of which maintain a portfolio for their professional development. So that will be a free service to all of, that's fully funded by the Ministry of Health, again at a pretty low level, but to make it possible, we just want to make it possible for these industry sectors. The myportfolio.org.nz, that's going to be, now that you can seamlessly take your portfolio from one environment to another, we're going to set that up for lifelong learners. So when they leave the tertiary environment, they'll just bring their portfolio across to the .org.nz if they so wish. So how are people using it? There's a growth in the evidence and competencies, and we're working with a number of the industry training organisations closely on that at the moment. And there'll be a lot of work on handheld devices, putting evidence straight into Mahara, straight from your cell phone or what have you. Teacher training I've already mentioned, but it's that's extensive, and the whole programs across the teacher training colleges. It's being used, you know, the transitions through education, that'll be an important, get more important going forward. And the social networking, which was our intent, you know, for these learner communities, if you're doing marketing 101, for that learner community to start taking hold. So that's been quite important. And in some respects, in fact, I know of one program of study at Massey University where they're not actually using the portfolio functionality at all. They're just using the social networking because they've got a distributed bunch of learners and that's, you know, they're using that rather than in the LMS environment. Yeah, they've created a group.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, the question was whether they're just using the forums. I think one of the key parts for them, and actually you'll like this, Ian, because it's the feral nature that it's a little bit outside of the lockdown structure of the learning management system. So they've got some other stakeholders that are in this group, and it's an agricultural, it's a biz, agri-biz type course. And so some of the stakeholders outside of the university are within the portfolio environment. Yeah, I'm just showing some examples. There's been some good examples shown through today. But in essence, you can follow a template, you can share templates, or you can do a free form, structure your portfolio in any which way you like. I really liked how Ian showed before, he used a blog structure to create a menu to save him having to do that over and over again. Now, I could go into each of those live, but I won't. You can sort of see what they're doing. It has a layered approach. The views relationship, in fact, I'll just keep going here because I'll show you how it works. The fundamental architecture is that you have artifacts, views, and groups that can see those views. So, and anything can be an artifact. So you get these relationships going on. So instead of having to create another portfolio each time, you're really just creating those, you know, pulling those files in to a different view, and then saying this particular group, my assessors or my friends and family. Now, your friends and family might like you in casual attire, but you want to be in a suit and tie for a potential employer or what have you. So instead of changing your entire portfolio, all you're doing is creating another view with and swapping out one artifact. So it's keeping that management overhead of your portfolio as low as possible. What's an artifact? It's anything you like, really. All sorts of file types that haven't been invented yet, because the plugin structure is that you just write a new plugin for a new file type. So there's an artifact plugin. What's a view? It's a shared selection of those artifacts, and it's reusable and renameable. You can bring stuff from outside, you know, YouTube videos or what have you, and you can place and receive feedback on individual artifacts and views. Groups have mentioned the various stakeholders, but those are quite important. They can be analogous, of course, to a student cohort. but they could be anything that you want them to be, really. So this has been, for those who were there last night, Sophie demonstrated this very nicely. It's simply dragging and dropping those content blocks, and then you can move them around your page and create your portfolio. So what's next? Basically, the key thing, you know, some of those things that are just there in the past, the group portfolios, quite often it's important that for teamwork that you create a portfolio together. The creating and sharing templates has been critical for creating some scaffolding, particularly in an assessment or in a vet context, then that type of scaffolding is really important. The Leap 2A, which we're in beta now, you can download version 1.2 of Mahara and it's all in there. There's other things that are not on that list, like supporting right-to-left languages, being able to upload zip files, any type of zip file, and unpack it, so that's enabling bulk upload of materials. So you could download that today, but there'll be some bugs in there because it's a beta version, but you can report on those bugs and help us through the next few weeks to get that stable. So version 1.2 is up now. Tag clouds, tagging each artifact, and that's, I think, pretty useful also for your competency standards and all the rest of it, so you can map competencies to particular artifacts. Version 1.3, then instead of those workarounds, you will actually be able to build fully featured websites as your portfolio and have them all around through. Fantastic. Good on them. That's proof in the pudding, isn't it? So advanced reporting, and I picked up some really good, I've been learning a lot over the last couple of days, and so we will include reporting for the user to see, so that they can see who's been accessing their portfolio, and that came out of a privacy discussion yesterday. It was very good. Glossary page, was it? Various other things. Now, you can inform this roadmap by going in there. It's simply a wiki on the Mahara.org, and you can influence the way Mahara evolves. Now, it's we won't compromise on the fundamental principles of learner-centeredness and flexibility and all those great things, but what we will do is be entirely influenced on the feature set and how Mahara evolves. And that's the beauty of that open source model. And that just silly photo means it's business time, so you know. I just thought I'd quickly show you this because this is out in this version as well. And also, I don't know whether, yeah. I mean, basically, in a the folk who are familiar with Moodle, then you can just create a portfolio as an activity in your Moodle course, and you can make the portfolio, so it sends an alert to the teacher when you submit your portfolio, various things there. You can provide feedback within the Moodle course. So, of course, we work with both applications, and it's they do. You could sort of view them as sister apps, but Mahara works very nicely by itself. And actually, the biggest users of Mahara in New Zealand at the moment is Auckland University of Technology, and they have Blackboard as their LMS. So the two applications aren't glued together, but they do play very well together. Thank you.